following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When your battery goes dead, everything comes to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is a beer ad for guys who drink beer with their buddies and watch football while drinking beer with their buddies. But this is a beer ad for a different type of beer with a refreshing taste of apple, Red's Apple Ale. You can still drink it while watching football or something a little different like arm wrestling, because that's what Red's is, a little different and anything but ordinary. Crisp like an apple, brewed like an ale. Red's Apple Ale. Pick different. Red's Brewing Company, Albany, Georgia. Great beer, great music.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth has us on the road today. We're at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic getting ready for the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament Day 2 with basketball coming your way at the bottom of the hour. But until then, we've got a little Doug and Daddy Show for you today. We'll head down to Jacksonville and talk with Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal-Star, get our final preview of the Gator Bowl tomorrow, where at this time Nebraska and Georgia will be set to kick off for the second year in a row on a New Year's Day in Florida. So we're looking forward to talking to Sip. We'll also have Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We'll do that here momentarily on the Doug and Daddy Show. Give you a chance to win one more time in 2013, a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. So be on the phone for that, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show today and for our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I know we've got a short show today, but we'd still love to hear from you. All you have to do is fire off your tweets at ESPN 1460 1550, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, as always, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we will have all of that for you, whatever you would like to chat about today. ESPN Superstation, of course, is our Facebook address as well. So if you'd like to join us, love to hear from you. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day was, how will the Huskers fare against Georgia in the Gator Bowl? Kind of a close vote. 52% of you think it'll be a close game, but that Georgia will win. Nebraska will cover the 9 points, but that Georgia will win and then split the rest of the way. Either Georgia wins big or Nebraska wins, each getting 24% of the vote. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Our poll question for today, which higher seed is most likely to lose their wild card matchup? The 3 and 4 seeds taking on the 5 and 6 seeds. Philadelphia is a 3 seed playing 6 seed New Orleans. Cincinnati, a 3 seed playing the 6 seed San Diego. 4 seed Green Bay playing number 5 San Francisco. Number 4 Indianapolis, and number 5 Kansas City. Which higher seed is most likely to lose their wild card matchup? You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question right now at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'll tell you what, I will not be surprised to see three of those higher seeds pull off wins this Saturday and Sunday. You'll hear them all here on ESPN Radio. But if I'm going to pick the most likely, I like Kansas City to beat Indianapolis. I think the Chiefs are still a very good football team. I know I have New Orleans in the Super Bowl from the beginning of the year. Philadelphia playing okay. Now, let's face it, as a Cowboy fan, it's not that they went to Dallas and destroyed the Cowboys, but all they needed to do was win, and they did. A lot is still coming off that game 2 weeks ago against the Bears. So Philadelphia may be a little overvalued, and just because they won the division, let's face it, New Orleans and San Francisco have better records. Right now, I think New Orleans, San Francisco, Kansas City, and Cincinnati will be your winners this weekend and advance on to the next round of the NFL playoffs, where Denver, New England, Carolina, and Seattle are all waiting. What do you think? Vote now on our Midtown Mart Cooler question of the day. Glad to have you along with us. Hope your 2013 was an awesome one. Have had a lot of time or a lot of fun taking a look at all of the websites, all of the newspapers, listening to all the radio, some of the top stories, and even on television, the top sports stories of 2013. Everybody has Jack Hoffman at the top. Bob Hamer had his today in the Grand Island Independent. Some just kind of depends where you put these news stories. So volleyball leaving Grand Island, I think, is a big story. But in the grand scheme of things, you kind of, I guess I knew, or I felt that I knew that that was coming. There's a couple other things. You know, Grand Island winning five state titles. Well, they didn't win them all last year. They just won another state title. So there's a lot of things there. Nebraska football is always going to be number one. I think getting overlooked on a lot of these statewide top 10 is what Nebraska volleyball did with what they had and what they accomplished. You know, I think that's a pretty big story, but it's always the negativism when it comes to Husker football that seems to be at the top of a lot of these rankings. Let's do something positive to wrap up 2013. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, here is your opportunity at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Nebraska last played in the Gator Bowl in 2009, beating Clemson 26-21. Although Nebraska put up 26 points, they only scored two touchdowns in that game. Name either player that scored a touchdown for Nebraska in the 2009 Gator Bowl in the win over Clemson. Either player that scored a touchdown in the last time Nebraska was in the Gator Bowl. If you know the answer, call now. The first correct answer at 888-455-3776. We'll win a $25 gift card from Troutman's. We'll take a break and be back with Steve Sippel of the Lincoln Journal Star next.
Come on in, let the games begin.
You already know where you're going to be at midnight on New Year's Eve. We know where you should be for dinner. Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to join us for dinner on New Year's Eve. We will be offering prime rib and succulent crab legs starting at 5 p.m. until the steam pot is empty. And don't forget to designate a driver. HK Sports Bar and Grill, located at West J Street and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Come on in, let the games begin.
In the center of Nebraska, Platte Valley Auto is centered on you. We understand that we have the best customers anywhere. That inspires us to be a great place to buy your next car, truck, or van. You see, at Platte Valley Auto, we get it. This is all about building relationships. If we help you find what you want, you'll come back. So why not work hard from the start? So come on down to Platte Valley Auto in beautiful downtown Lexington, or see us at PlatteValleyAuto.com, where we've been selling cars and making friends for over 32 years.
Selling cars and making friends.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Wendy's presents The Hot Deal.
Oh, where's your coat?
Yeah, don't need it. I've got the spicy Chipotle Junior Cheeseburger from Wendy's instead. This baby's a pepper jack parka, a hearth of jalapenos, and it was a buck. It just warms my heart.
Yeah, all done.
Cold yet?
Oh, Hold me.
Okay.
The new Spicy Chipotle Crispy Chicken Sandwich and Spicy Chipotle Junior Cheeseburger, each just 99 cents at Wendy's.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher.
Redefine yourself with the new Refirm Now. Because no matter who you are, now is the time.
I'm taking the new Refirm Now from Complete Nutrition because I want to be there for my kids when they get older.
I've lost 15 pounds and I feel amazing.
With the help of Complete Nutrition, their products and approach, my husband and I are taking control of our lives and our weight loss together.
Now I won't ever lose control of my weight or my health.
Now after losing 10 pounds in 1 month, I have my confidence back.
With Refirm Now from Complete Nutrition, you can get the weight loss results you want. Stop dwelling on failed diets in the past. Or telling yourself you'll start to get healthy later. Now is the time to lose the extra weight. Now is the time to get healthy. Now is the time to come into Complete Nutrition and pick up the new Refirm Now.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Here's a wish for good luck and lasting cheer throughout the holiday season. May contentment and happiness walk with you through the coming year. The best of the season from everyone at Molly's Motorworks, East 25th Street in Kearney.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S, go!
Lace him up.
Straight away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here at Cope Gymnasium, getting ready for the Kearney Catholic Holiday Basketball Tournament Day 2. But congratulations to Ryan in Kearney. He is the winner for the final time in 2013 of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, a $25 gift card going to Ryan from Kearney. We asked who was one of the two players that scored a touchdown in Nebraska's last Gator Bowl, the 26-21 victory over Clemson. And he knew that Nate Swift got Nebraska in the end zone to start the third quarter of play. The other Husker was Grand Island native Todd Peterson. Swift, a 17-yard reception. Peterson, a 19-yard reception. They scored the two touchdowns. Alex Henry had four field goals in that game for Nebraska. So Nebraska picked up the 26-21 victory the last time that they were in the Gator Bowl. And congratulations to Ryan from Kearney. Nebraska's back in the Gator Bowl, and Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star is down in Jacksonville getting ready to listen to Bo Pelini's and Mark Richt's final press conference before the game. Hey, Sip, great to have you on the show. I know that it's been raining down there, and we were talking yesterday on the show that there's about a 50% chance it looked like that there could be some rain during the game. Is that going to affect the game?
I see mixed reports. Like on the local news, they make it kind of sound like it's not a great chance, but I've heard some people say like the Weather Channel has it. I don't know what percent it is, but yeah, it definitely sounds like it could rain. I mean, it's been raining a lot. It's overcast today. Yeah, that could definitely be a factor.
Sip, it's always everybody trying to get a sense of every bowl team, how much they want to be there, how hard they're working, what the enthusiasm level is. And we can't always say that it's right. You can't always get the right vibe. But your vibe the day before the game, what's it look like for the Huskers?
Hey, Doug, I probably did this to you guys back in whenever they played Washington when they lost 19-6. Going into that game, you know, the big question was how will Nebraska respond to playing Washington again? Will they be up for the game? I told whoever would listen that I thought Nebraska was juiced, you know, that they would be sharp, that there's no question in my mind that they're ready for this game. So I kind of stopped doing that after Nebraska came out like they didn't want to play. Because I was thoroughly convinced that they were. So it's hard to read. I was thoroughly convinced that that was the case. And so what I'm telling you is it's hard to read, and I think it's hard to read for the coaches, let alone a media guy. So maybe somebody else has a good handle on that, but I'm not that guy.
Steve Sippel, Lincoln Journal star, here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Jacksonville. Coach Bo Pelini getting ready for his press conference, and Coach Rick kind of the final straw before they kick it off tomorrow. Sip, a lot has been made of how healthy Nebraska is. I look at the other side, and I think, you know, when Nebraska was healthy, Tommy Armstrong wasn't really the quarterback yet. Ron Kellogg wasn't really the quarterback yet. I can almost see that there could be some negative putting these guys back out there that Tommy hasn't really worked with. Just kind of your thoughts on that.
That's a pretty good point. I haven't thought about that at all. Yes and no, Doug. I mean, he does work with them in practice. I mean, they've got a lot of reps in during the bowl practices. So maybe that helps mitigate that a little bit. Maybe that's a factor. I mean, I think you might be overthinking things a little bit, but I think they should be. We're friends. We can say that, right? I think they'll be okay in that regard. Tommy, it's a big game for him. You know, I mean, in fact, there's nothing that interests me more about this game than the way Tommy plays. I mean, it's so big for the program. I mean, if Tommy plays well and Nebraska wins, you look at the program a lot differently. Or it really goes a long way towards shaping the way you look at it. Even if Tommy plays well in a loss, it helps, you know, because of the magnitude of the position and its importance in the off season. That position, you know, that guy's got to do a lot in terms of leadership. And if he plays well, it'll just enhance him that much more as a leader. If he plays poorly, then his leadership, let's face it, his leadership effectiveness is diminished, you know, depending on how well he plays.
Steve Sippel, Lincoln Journal star, with us for a couple more minutes here talking Gator Bowl on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, how good do you think Georgia is? I know this was a good football team, but they've been banged up as much as Nebraska. But your honest gut opinion, how good do you think Georgia is?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something now. It's just a gut opinion because I haven't seen them. I mean, I haven't seen them play, so I don't know what you're looking at. I mean, I've talked to Georgia people, and they have issues now. I mean, they don't tackle particularly well. For instance, their defensive coordinator, you know, is under some. I mean, I'm not in danger of getting fired. Rick doesn't fire anybody, but. That defense has not played well, and people think that it has talent. They're good, but Nebraska, there's no way Nebraska shouldn't compete on even terms with them. There's just no way. If Nebraska doesn't compete on even terms, then you know what? That'd be very disappointing, and you'd have to look at some things. But Georgia's not a lot more talented than Nebraska. If Nebraska plays well, it should be in position to win the game. And even if it doesn't, Nebraska's not going to go in there and play its best game to win. Georgia's not that kind of team. So Nebraska's just got to play, you know, play well, and they should have a good chance to win the game. That's what I'd say about Georgia.
Sip, I hear it from a lot of you guys that cover Nebraska on a daily basis. I really hear it from the Georgia side of things. Talking with Chip Towers a couple of times from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the word is that they just expect Nebraska to try to throw the football. Nebraska, especially with the freshman quarterback, doesn't seem to me like a team that's going to drop back and throw it a lot unless they start utilizing a fullback or kind of change their offense. Coach Pelini, you know what, sometimes just takes it right at the teeth of the storm and wants to run a mirror at him. Your thoughts on what Nebraska will do offensively?
Well, that's really interesting. Those Georgia guys think that. Evidently, they haven't seen Tommy throw the ball. I mean, come on, let's face it. I like Tommy. I think he's going to be a good quarterback. He's got a long way to go as a passer, a long way to go reading offenses, a long way to go for reading defenses, you know, a long way to go in his knowledge of Nebraska's offense. And, you know what, Doug, a lot of that is determined by protection. I mean, can Nebraska protect him? The protection hasn't been great against those SEC teams. And, they, you know, Georgia's not a great defense, but they do get to the quarterback. I mean, they've averaged 2.67 sacks a game, ranks 25th nationally. You watch number, I think it's 81. He's a freshman outside linebacker that can fire off the edges. They can get to the quarterback. So, you know, Tommy, I think, will have to make quick decisions and good decisions in the passing game. And maybe it'll, you know, how he does early will determine it. I think, you know, if they have success early, then maybe they would go to that more. But I know, I don't see that. I think that you'll get a heavy dose of Amir, and whatever's working, they'll do.
Sit, final thoughts. You've always done a great job at the Husker Lunch, throwing us a prediction. What do you think tomorrow?
I think close game. I mean, I think a real close game, but I can't pick Nebraska. I just can't do it because there's just too much they got to prove before I pick them. You know, they got to get off the bowl schneid. They can't be in a big turnover. They can't be minus three or minus two or minus four. So I pick Georgia 26-21. I think it'll be a relatively low scoring game. Very close, but Georgia wins in the end.
Sip, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll catch up with you again on the roundtable to wrap up the season here in a week or so. But enjoy the game and be safe and have a great 2014.
Yeah, thanks for always having us on. We appreciate that. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks, Sip. Always appreciate the time. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, joining us from Jacksonville just about 24 hours ahead of tomorrow's Gator Bowl against Georgia. And again, the pregame is at 6 a.m. and the kickoff just after 11 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The television coverage is on ESPN2. There are four more bowl games today. The first one gets underway in just a few minutes as Arizona takes on Boston College. And then it'll be UCLA taking on Virginia Tech at the Sun Bowl. Rice and Mississippi State will be playing later this afternoon at 3 o'clock in the Liberty Bowl. And tonight here on ESPN Radio, Johnny Manziel could be his final collegiate game, Texas A&M and Duke in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. And that's right here. If you don't want to wait to watch them or listen to them all, then head on down to Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney. Ring in the new year with Cunningham's, or just watch the Husker game tomorrow on their great televisions. They'll have all the games on, and of course the big 10-foot projection screen with the Huskers. Enjoy your favorite meal. Have the same Husker deals that you have throughout the year. And, folks, if you want to stop in any time of the day to celebrate the end of 2013 or the start of 2014, Mike Youssef, the great staff there, will be ready to serve you, ringing in the new year, thanking you for your business through the past few years, and getting ready to serve you just as well and even better in 2014. For great food, just an appetizer, the coldest beer in town, great live entertainment, and, of course, watching your Huskers, all the college football games in the NFL, the NBA, college hoops. Creighton's on tonight. You can check that out as well. Nebraska's on the Big Ten Network at 6 o'clock. It's all there for you at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft in downtown Kearney. Well, folks, that brings to an end our shortened edition of the Doug and Daddy Show today. Again, we want to thank our producer, Jeff Babel, all of the co-hosts that we've had throughout the year, especially those that are with us on basically a weekly basis, Jimmy Langan, Randy Bushcutter, and Damon Day, and to all the fine folks that are always gracious with their time joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We hope you appreciate the program, and we promise to keep it rolling throughout 2014. Nebraska prediction? Well, in my gut, I think Nebraska wins this football game. I just think it's time. And again, maybe it's the Kool-Aid. But I don't even remember what I put for the tiebreaker on our Doug and Daddy Bowl bonanza. But I think Sip is pretty close on his 26-21 prediction, which coincidentally was what we had the last time against Clemson. But I think I went a little under the total in our prediction. Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah, no, you had 59.
59. So if I said 59... you're looking at about that's a 35-24 type of ball game. It might even be closer than that. What else can get me to 59? 33-26, 31-28. How about that? Nebraska 31, Georgia 28. That'll be my prediction on the Gator Bowl tomorrow. Whatever the case may be, we'll be back in studio on Thursday to discuss it all and then get you ready for the NFL playoffs. Thanks to Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star for joining us today. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's high school basketball here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.